got to the end of my degree. Also did a business minor as to wrap up kind of my last year. And then started going job shadowing at architecture firms and hanging out with architects.
Like buttoned up and walking in like.
Yeah, I just walk up like, hey man, can I hang out here? Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, sure, I guess so. And then I get in there and they're like, bro, what are you doing? Don't be an architect. This shit sucks, bro. and so I take that into consideration. I think about being back home in Calgary and think about the architecture that was here at the time. And I mean, I don't want to harp on my city, but I mean,
it can be lacking.
It was not very promising at that time, right? Yeah. I think they just started to build kind of cool buildings. Mm-hmm. The one of the most groundbreaking buildings was the Chinook movie theater that was based off a B movie, mm-hmm. based off Brendan Fraser's Mummy. I was like, man, I can't do this here. Yeah. So then I had one architect tell me, he's like, hey, when you're doing your portfolio, just do creative stuff. Just draw, sculpt, anything. Just show that you're a creative person. Don't draw buildings. Don't pretend to be an architect. So I really procrastinated on getting into doing my portfolio.
Yep.
But then the first day that I kind of sat down and did it, it was I did a portrait of Mike Tyson or something. Just because I'd just watched the Tyson documentary.
Awesome.
And I was like, oh man, I'm just going to draw him while I watch the documentary or something like that. And then it was 12 hours went by and I didn't look up. I didn't take a break once. And I got to the end of that day and I was like, oh shit. I was like, I've spent all this time trying to not be an artist. Mm. And this is the only time I've been somewhere where I actually feel like I'm supposed to be doing this, really aligned. So it was a very inspiring time or a very inspiring moment, but it was also at the same time, it was like, bro, this life is going to be a rough go, man.
Because you were graduated?
I was graduated, had my degree and stuff.
So should be on this straight trajectory.
Yeah. And then I ended up putting together just the weakest portfolio ever and just kind of putting it in with a cover letter. I'm like, hey, I could, here's an application. If you want to have me, I'll take that as a sign, I guess. But I got a rejection letter and it was whatever. I didn't even notice because I was just, by that point, I was just drawing 20 hours a day.
And what were you drawing? Where were you finding your... the inspiration to draw? That's what I find fascinating. It's just how do you look at the world and how do you zero in on what it is you want to draw?
That was a difficult thing. Cause I was trying to figure out, it was so many things all kind of flowing through at the same time where, I'm learning about I'm playing with watercolor and then I'm just excited about the way the paint moves. So I'm like, whoa, this is just cool all on its own. But how do I figure out if this is good or not? So then I'm trying to recreate photographs because that was the easiest way for me to know.
Your check.
If this looks like that, then good. I can't run my own artistic critique by myself So I just started really just recreating black and white photography and charcoal and doing stuff like that.
And all types of photography, or were you kind of
mostly portrait stuff,
okay.
And trying to go as hyper real as possible, I'd work on multiple drawings at a time, and someone would be 6 months of me just drawing, and then at that time basically my life was go to the gym, and then draw until 5 in the morning, and then try to sleep. But then my brain would just be going and just going. Mm. So I wouldn't get any sleep. So then I'd be like, well, I better go to the gym and just maybe I can exhaust myself. And it was like that for maybe 3 or 4 months.
Mm. Were you working at all?
No, at this time, I wasn't working.
So you were just
I was just straight, I was just doing that. I was working as a bouncer through that time, just a few times a week.
So weird, right? These different versions of yourself, same person, but different versions.
Yeah. So weird. And I'm sure it was very bizarre for everybody around me to watch me kind of go through this, mm-hmm. Cause mm-hmm. I think everybody's perception of an artistic person was definitely not me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like the big gym dude.
Yeah, stack guy. Yeah. Like, go draw for 20 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just been drawing this flower for the past 18 hours, man. How'd you spend your day?
Yeah. When you're kind of, you know, that amount of energy toward it over that time period, like all in, you know, like passionate, what's the word I'm looking for? Like addicted to it almost. What's your like family saying as they're watching you kind of find yourself?
Yeah. I don't know if I've like ever actually asked them specifically to like, hey, like, can you think back to that? What was that like?
Yeah.
Generally what I got was they were just glad to see me finally actually engaged in with something, you know? So it was like pretty cool. It was like definitely brought a lot of positivity into my life.
Yep. around like how so? Just
I think I just was like hit with this idea that okay, anything is possible and I can do this and okay, look how rapidly I'm progressing. So then I also kind of feel like it was just I was always supposed to be doing this anyway. So I just kind of like picked up onto this like moving track that was kind of going on in the background, and it was just yanked me along. And I was like, okay, yeah, we're making up for a lot of lost years. And it did feel like that, just crammed in. And it was also very difficult to kind of handle, even like mentally.
Yeah.
Cause it was just like so much, you know? I think I'm like really lucky that I was like I was still playing soccer at the time as well. And going to the gym. And I think if I hadn't, I think I would have been kind of like really kind of like lost in all that.
Yeah, because you needed to kind of balance it out with a little bit of structure.
Yeah, yeah. But there'd be times where I'm like, you know, like, oh man, I didn't even go outside for a week.
It was next level of,
yeah.
You know, I'm struggling to find the word for it, like dedication. Like how do you describe that time period?
It was like a 50% like really, really positive thing, but also like 50% grueling, almost like a fight preparation or something, you know? Because I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it to the max of like my capability, you know? And generally my only like, I guess, goal about it was like, all I want is to be able to be in a room of like my peers, of other artists that I respect, and at least just to be able to have like a conversation and then be like, okay, yeah, I see what you're doing and I respect it. Like I never expected to be able to, you know, stand side by side with like anybody. I was like, I just wanted people to know that I'm kind of like, I want to be involved in some small, humble way, right? So I was just kind of preparing. I think I was kind of preparing like with that in mind. And also with just like kind of like a very unhealthy level of perfectionism too, you know? So it was always like I had to somewhat kind of talk to myself about that. Like, okay, you know, okay, this is how you can cope with the fact that this drawing is the way it is right now. You know, because I just stay up at night, like just like thinking, right, for those like few hours I was supposed to be sleeping.
You.
Yeah, and I figured out ways to like if I went to bed after I finished a drawing, I couldn't go to bed.
Yeah,
so I'd have to finish a drawing and then I have to start another one, and then be like, you know, 25% the way through, and then go to bed, because if I finished a drawing and it turned out good. Or if it turned out bad, I'd be so emotional that I couldn't sleep. And I'd be so, just jazzed up.
So this is a like fascinating time in your life, hey?
Yeah.
Like self-discovery and.
Yeah. Yeah. And through like I think drawing also taught me a lot, like even just spiritually, because it was pretty much just, it's just you and the paper, right? So, so if you look at even drawing like your life, everything on the page is what you put there.
Yep.
You know, it's not like, ah, shit, man. Like, where'd that come from? It's like, no, you put it there. So you have to be thoughtful, you know? And so with drawing, it's like with drawing, painting, whatever, you can go, like, it's 100% yours.
Yeah.
Which I then applied to life, like, okay, well, in life, it's only like 50% yours, because then there's like the other 50% of, you know, the response to you with other people and blah, 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 blah. So I was like, okay, well, I can at least look after my 50%, like, very well. Or as best as I can, and like ever expanding, right? So I was like also growing a lot as a human at the time.